Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Vicky Hoyos, Executive Director for Harvest Food and Outreach Center in St. Lucie County. Their children's Read and Feed program is now underway. Vicky, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Normally when we think of Florida's busy time of year, we think of the winter months or so-called season. But for your work, and especially as it relates to children, this is really the busy time of year for you. Tell me about the summer learning gap.
Well, you know, in St. Lucie County, 7 out of 10 children are on our free or reduced cost lunch. And we know that 27.5% of children in St. Lucie County are food insecure. Put that in a real number, that's 16,400.
And by food insecure, you mean they may not know where their next meal is coming from, right?
Correct. Correct. Or have enough or healthy options that are there. And what happens to children who are not staying well-balanced and not having that educational endeavor can potentially lose up to 2 reading grades. So our goal at Harvest is to really to help them get the food that they need, keep them educationally balanced so when they get back to school, they don't have that learning gap. You know, my mom was a school teacher for 26 years, and I just remember her saying the first 8 weeks we're trying to get these kids from the inner city school she taught in, trying to get them back up to where they were in June when they left. And our goal at Harvest is to have them continue on that learning. So we're offering them some educational classes as well and some little workshops and fun activities to keep them stimulated.
And this is all under the auspices of your children's Read and Feed program.
Right. Our goal is for these children who are not going to have access to their school-sponsored lunches this summer is to be able to give them breakfast and lunch staple items for their entire family, not just them. But to ease that learning gap, have an emphasis on literacy and family stability, is to get them some books that they can keep, they would take home every week, and then enroll them in some unique classes that are catered to them. Budgeting and money management, healthy eating and nutrition, safety. We have the police department coming out. We have the fire department. We're going to talk about bullying, but we also have some art classes to really help them learn how to express themselves positively because we know there's a lot of depression in our oppressed communities.
And how many children go through this program in summer?
Well, we're hoping to shoot for 300 this year. Right now, we have about 100 that are enrolled in the program. Unfortunately, one of the things that we're encountering is we have a shortfall in our funding of about $20,000. We've got some great funders in the past who now have less funding to offer. And because the need is so great here in St. Lucie County, they're spreading the love a little bit more. And we anticipated that, but we're hoping to be able to get closer to that 300 number.
I'm speaking today with Vicky Hoyos, Executive Director for Harvest Food and Outreach Center in St. Lucie County. You were mentioning funders, and you've got something kind of fun called Jeans for Greens, which is going to help, hopefully, with your funding. Tell me about that.
Sure. It's a program that we're actually going to look to run all year. But for this summer, we're asking companies in the St. Lucie County area to ask their employees to participate. We know that a lot of times at this point in organizational budgets, money for sponsorships is not there. But a great way to build community involvement is get your employees to wear jeans on a Friday or a Thursday or whatever day is great for you for a cost of $5 and then allow that $5 to be pooled together and then given to Harvest to be able to provide meals and other curriculum for these kids who going through Read and Feed.
How else can people help you?
There's a number of different ways. Volunteering right now is a big part. We are still looking for educators. A lot of teachers, I know that they're out of school right now. If they could just give us 1 or 2 hours a week for the next few weeks to help put on one of our classes. We need help with food in our pantry. So if somebody wanted to do a community or neighborhood food drive, we'd welcome that. Or just generally help us advocate. Get the word out about Harvest and all that it does. In St. Lucie County, we see almost 600 families a day coming through any number of our programs. And that's a great way for families to get involved together.
I've been speaking today with Vicky Hoyos, Executive Director for Harvest Food and Outreach Center in St. Lucie County. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing and the Children's Read and Feed program, just go to their website, harvestfoodoutreach.org, and then click on St. Lucie County. Vicky, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me in.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.